Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilo Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Mesechta Mikvos and we start the second perek of Mesechta Mikvos. Hatame Sheyarad Litbo. What happens if we have somebody who is tame and he goes down to the mikvah? Safek Tavo, Safek Lo Tavo. He doesn't know if he went to the mikvah. He didn't go to the mikvah. Right, he's not sure that the tefillah was done correctly. Maybe part of his body wasn't under the water. And afilu taval, even if he did go into the water, safek yesh bo arbaim sa, safek ein bo, the water they went to at the time of the tefillah, he's not sure that it had the 40 sa, right? But he's not sure that it didn't. Shnei mikvos, what happens if there are two mikvos, echad yesh bo arbaim sa ve'echad ein bo? He knows that there are two mikvos side by side. One has the right amount, one does not. And tavo be'echad mayam, he went to one of them, beini yodea be'ezim mayam tavo. And he doesn't know which of the two he went into. So in all these cases, since the previously known guaranteed status was Tamei, so too, and we don't know that he left the Tamei status, so the halacha is Sveiko Tamei, that in the case of doubt, we assume the fellow to be Tamei. Now, mikvah shenim dad v'nim sachaser. What if we measure a mikvah? Someone went to the mikvah, and when we see the change, we see that it's all of a sudden missing. So, kol taros shenasu agav of l'mafreya, all the different taros that were done beforehand, beim rishus harab, beim rishus hayachid, tameos. It doesn't matter whether the mikvah was in a private domain or a public domain. In these instances, then we're going to assume that they're going to be tame. Now, b'medvar mamur and b'tuma chamura, what are we assuming with? We're assuming that this is that the doubt over here is in a tuma del reisa, sveika del reisa, luchumra, b'tuma kala, but if the tuma that the person is going to the mikvah for is a tuma de rabbanan, like kagon, achal ochlim tamei, mishasa mashkim tamei, he ate something that was tamei, or he drank something that was tamei, or barosho, veruvo, v'mayim, she'uvim, the majority of his head and his body, he showered himself with no less than 3 lugin of shuvim. In such a situation, he's going to be assumed to be tamei. O shenaflu al rosh of al rubo shlosh lugin mayim shuvim, right? Or he his head and his body came into contact with mayim shuvim. The concern was that after this situation, people are going to think that that the shower was the main thing that made the person tahor, not the mikvah. So they declared a person takes the shower after the mikvah to be tamei, right? Safek taval, safek lo taval, and then viar litvo, and then he goes to the mikvah. And we're not sure if he went or he didn't. Avilu taval, safek yesh bar bar misa, safek imbo. And when he went, we weren't sure that there was 40 sa there or not. Or shnei mikvos, the two mikvos, echad yesh bar bar misa, echad imbo. Or he went to the mikvah in one of them, and we don't know which one he went into. So Sveiko Tara, in all of these instances, since we're dealing with Tuma de Rabbanan, the Tanakama's position is we can be lenient in that situation. Rabbi Yossi metame. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says there's going to be Tuma here. Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer, because Rabbi Yossi's position is Kol davar shu becheskas Tuma. He says it's not dependent on Del Raisa versus De Rabbanan. He's of the opinion that what? Anything that is Becheskas Tuma, anything that leaves a person in a status of being Tame, it's always going to be Tame until the person knows that he became Torah. Of course, on the other side of it, if a person is known to have been last known status Torah, and now we're not sure what his status is, so we have the ability with that same idea to say that the person in this instance is going to be tahor. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.